flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, we have found Lance Burgess with Bayou Wild TV and Tigers in the Wild. He's up at Lost Bucks Ranch in Oklahoma. Good morning, Lance. Good to have you with us, my friend.
Good morning, Don. Thanks for having us. We're really excited. And I guess before we start, you know my roots in outdoors are with the angling and the kayak community specifically. So I'll give a shout-out to all my buddies and friends down in Leeville getting ready to go compete today in the Minimalist.
Yeah, they should have some good condition, given what we've been dealing with the past couple of weeks, and I know they're going to miss you. Well, tell us exactly where are you and what you're doing up there in Oklahoma.
Well, we are here filming an upcoming episode of Tigers in the Wild, and, you know, really fortunate through our partnership with John Deere and Sunshine. One of the owners runs and operates a wonderful big game ranch here in Oklahoma, in Ridling, Oklahoma, and we're going to take some football players out today, and it's going to be one of those hunts with big game and big guns. You know, these guys are really excited. We've got Bo Bordelon with LSU. He's a lineman on the LSU team. Obviously, a lot of LSU fans might be familiar with the name, as his father played for LSU. Wes Weeks is joining us again. Wes was on our program last year when we did a hog hunt, and we also have Gabe Leonards. He's a tight end from Crowley. We got a couple Louisiana boys here in Oklahoma to go out and, you know, get an experience. You know, the gentleman that owns this place, James Darby, he's one of the owners and with Sunshine Equipment, and his vision and dream to operate a big game ranch and give some folks an experience that they might not have on this continent is it's a really impressive place, and we're really excited to get out and get on the hunt today.
Lance, what type of exotics are they going to be looking for today?
Well, they got a mix of everything here. You know, he's got everything from Audad, which if you're not familiar with that, I think it's more of a Middle Eastern goat. You know, it's a kind of a mountain goat. So he's got some of those here. He's got the axis deer, fallow. He's got the Gemsbok, the Nilgau, and he also has some horned oryx and sable. So it's a wide variety of exotic big game that they have here at the Lost Bucks Ranch.
And Lance, does he also have whitetails there too?
He does. He started his whitetail program a couple of years ago. Very interesting. And when you watch the episode, you'll learn some of the intricacies with, you know, the bloodline, what they're trying to do to, you know, breed the deer that they have here. But he does have whitetail running around. I don't think he's quite ready to release some of them, but he does. He has a program that he's in year two of four in that program to get his whitetail buck program up and running.
Did you get a chance to go out and look at the stands? What type of stands are they going to be hunting from?
Most of them are tower stands, box stands, really nice. You know, obviously, you know, they are set on different areas of the property. Yesterday, we were here. We got in late Thursday night. So yesterday, Chris LeCocq and I got to spend time with James, really learning about this area. The terrain is very unique. It's unique in this part of Oklahoma. In fact, the highest point in the county is on this property. So there's a lot of rocky terrain, a lot of natural terrain for the types of animals and the game that he has here. So it's a wide variety. He's got pasture land. He's got rocky hills. It's an impressive place.
So the LSU players you've got, Louisiana boys plus Wes Weeks, we know what he can do with a firearm. They're all experienced hunters pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. I know I follow these guys on Instagram, and, you know, sometimes that helps us with our selections because, you know, we love to give folks, and especially student athletes and the LSU young men and women that we work to introduce them to new things. But we also do appreciate some opportunities to, you know, take care of some Louisiana guys that are just grew up in the culture and understand what the heritage and tradition of the outdoors and Louisiana outdoors means.
What time are you guys getting ready to leave for the stands?
Shouldn't be long. I know Bo Bordelon's ready. He and I are up. Bo's checking his phone, and we're looking for the coffee here. But it shouldn't be long. I think Mr. James wants to kind of get everybody moving and out to the stands around 6:30.
Well, sorry I missed it. Sounds like a phenomenal trip coming up. And thanks, James Darby, if you would, for helping set this up for us to bring it to our audience. And before you leave and maybe include this in the feature, I want to know what the history is on the name Lost Bucks. Are there bucks that don't know where they are? Is it bucks that were lost because they weren't recovered? Or is it somebody losing a lot of money up there? What is the Lost Bucks meaning for the ranch? Or do you know it already?
Well, we know it. And when you watch this episode of Bayou Wild, you will hear a very wild tale about how this place got its name, about this place. We did take some time yesterday, Don, to that.
Well, we won't give it away until they see the show. I think we lost Lance. He's probably on his way out there. Have a good breakfast. Y'all have a good trip. Be safe, my friends. And we'll catch the episode Bayou Wild TV, and we'll let the listeners know when it's going to air. That was Lance Burgess reporting from the Lost Bucks Ranch in Oklahoma.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.